Hi everybody, Casey Zander here, and in today's video I wanted to introduce you to Aaron. Now Aaron was a masculinity blueprint accelerator success by using the MBT process. And when guys learn MBT, here's what happens. They come into the program every single time thinking that they have dating issues or thinking that they have women issues, but here's the fact. The fact is that dating issues or women issues do not exist. Okay, the truth is that there's personal problems in that man's life that reflects in his dating. And the truth is that when he actually figures out the way of the one percenter to become full stack within himself and within his masculinity, not only does everything change for him, but he starts to actually attract the type of women that he wants. And not only that, he doesn't run into games, he doesn't run into pullbacks, he doesn't run into any of these things with women going cold on them left and right, because they now finally understand male nature and not just female dynamic. So today I'm going to be introducing you to Aaron. And not only that, if you wanted to join us within the MBT system, I want you to go down below after this video is over and click the link for the MBT broadcast webinar. And if it looks like you're a good fit for that, as I present to you my story, and not only that, the story of many other men who have taken on this system and radically transformed their life, you're going to want to click that link below after this to truly show yourself the benefit of what you can do with this MBT system. Let's introduce you guys to Aaron.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to an interview that I'm doing with the Masculinity Blueprint Accelerator student. His name is Aaron. I wanted to welcome him, and I also wanted to kind of give you guys an inside look at the transformation that he had throughout this entire process. So, Aaron, do you want to kind of introduce yourself, tell them about you and kind of the transformation you've had and everything you observed?
Absolutely, Casey. My name is Aaron, and I got started back in around beginning of August, and I really noticed the most of my changes is as I got throughout the later on in the program. I learned to be more grounded in my masculinity, and that's honestly the most exciting part about it. I've gotten some successes with women, and I've been kind of talking around here and there, and but I think the most exciting part is just getting grounded in who I am as a person, as a man, and getting more refocused on my purpose there.
Well, cool, man. So how long did it take you to complete the program roughly?
It took me about really 5 weeks to really get through all 12 weeks.
Okay, cool. So what was kind of like your mindset and lifestyle kind of going into it, and what were you struggling with, and then what did you accomplish along the way?
Yeah, so to be honest with you, it's kind of crazy because I learned about your program mid-summer, I'll say end of June. Your advertisement came on, and I don't know, I was kind of a lower spot in my life. I just got out of a long-term relationship, and I really wasn't looking for a program at all, but like your the way you spoke, I saw an ad, and you saw about how and how those things can be really damaging. I was really enticed by that. So I ended up getting the program about a month later. And I think the main thing that I was going through at that time was really overcoming a long-term relationship with a woman I was with for about 4 years. And your program really just helped me realize a lot of stuff that I was doing wrong in terms of, I guess, being too available for one, letting sexual intercourse like be the driving force in that relationship. Definitely something that it's can be very toxic. And the reason that happens is because like I guess how you emphasize, especially really you hit on really well in that program, is you can't keep the like sexual things the primary focus. If it is, it's just going to tear it apart. You're supposed to be focused on your purpose, and that's something I'm really excited about getting back into, starting to get back into robotics and technology. That's something I had, I guess, put on the back burner for a while. It's almost night and day who I am right now than I was 2 months ago. And it sounds weird to say that, but it's like night and day.
Solid, man. That's awesome. So the old relationship that you are in, one of the questions that I always ask, you know, whenever I hear something like that is like, do you firmly think that the things that you learned in this program, you can successfully walk away with and sort of almost like copy paste into your next relationship to make sure you don't hit those same speed bumps?
100%. I noticed that I had compromised a lot of my core values, and she was like, earlier on in the relationship, you talk about this later in the program, but earlier on earlier in the relationship, she, you know, she was really like into it. I was really into it. But that kind of fades because you get too wrapped up in having them validate you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's like night and day. I feel like I can copy and paste that, everything that you taught me, into the next relationship 100%.
Sweet. Well, cool, man. So how old are you? And I mean, what is your purpose and how are you kind of reigniting that after the program?
Well, that's a deep question. My purpose for me personally is to, not to get too deep, but I want to bring people to Christ through the sciences and technology. So I feel like, there's a lot of things like in the world that can be really inspiring. And I think science and technology, robotics for me, that's my specialty. I kind of bring that message through a company that I can develop later on. And that's something I have a huge passion for. And that's really my purpose, my driving factor is just bringing people to Christ through the sciences of technology. And then whoever I bring on board, you know, later on, like whoever she is, I'll be looking for people that are a woman that will help complement me in my life and my focus. So,
perfect. Yeah. I love that. So are you currently seeing another woman or are you more or less just focusing on yourself right now?
I am focusing on myself. I'll be 100% honest with you. I'm taking on more responsibilities in my family right now. I haven't stopped taking action, but it's one of those things where I'm focusing on getting my finances right, building the man, building masculinity, building my career. And then I'm working on, I'm guessing I'm dating casual here and there, but I'm focused on building my foundations first.
Okay, perfect. Well, cool, man. The last question that I have for you then is out of all of the tools, you know, that you learned throughout this program, whether it be like, you know, NoFap or maybe you've went on like a social media detox or whatever the case may be, what is like a key benefit or key mechanism you learned that you think really helped you out the most through this?
Man, so when I first got introduced to your program, it was around like, again, end of June, and I'd already been doing NoFap for basically 6 weeks at that point. Today, I'm for sure over 100 days today. It's nice. Kind of funny we're doing this. So over 100 days right now, abstaining from that. I wouldn't say that's the key. I would say, honestly, I've been totally, again, night and day. I've been waking up at 4:30 in the morning, been working on, you know, affirming my goals every day, writing down my goals, and then I meditate for like 60 minutes a day, you know.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. 4:30 in the morning. I love that.
Yeah. So I'm very serious about like making changes in my life. That's a serious thing about me. Yeah, absolutely.
Solid. Well, cool, guys. I hope that you enjoyed kind of getting to see Aaron's inside look at the blueprint. And not only that, it's very amazing when you actually get to see a man totally flip a 180 and reignite his purpose and actually see some of the things that hindered his past relationships. So, Aaron, I wanted to thank you for joining me, and I appreciate the interview.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for your time.
Awesome.